Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Hi, everyone. I am your girl, Tiona Dessa, and I'm so excited and so happy to be here with you this morning because of the topic that we're going to discuss. And we're going to discuss, spirituality, meditation, and contemplation to keep our minds right throughout the BS of life, throughout the ups and downs, throughout the drama, some things that we just cannot escape regardless of how much we want to or how much we try. So these things today that we'll talk about will just help us to maintain and help us be fabulous and help us to be the great us that we are. And so to start off today, I'm just going to begin with a brief meditation that I like to use, which is the sound of bells and chimes. So as you listen to it, just let go of anything that's going on in your life right now and just really be present and just focus on your mind. Pay attention to your mind, not really focus on it, but be aware of what's going on in your mind, because remember, whatever goes on in your mind is not who you are. And that's what we forget at times. We think that we are the things that we think about, or we are the things that come across our minds, but that has nothing to do with our true essence. So yeah, as you hear the bells, listen to the sounds, attention to your breathing and to this current moment, and just remember to be grateful. So that is what I use every morning as early as possible, because for me, I like to wake up between 4:30 and 5:30, the absolute latest. Anything later than that is just not work for me. That's what I've discovered for myself, and that's what you, if you have not discovered already, should definitely discover how you work, how you perform at your greatest, and whether you're a morning person, a night person, or whatever the case is, but just make your whole schedule and your life fit who you are naturally. And the sound of bells keeps me so calm. You might hear it in my voice right now, but just listening to that, it's just something so soothing and so therapeutic for me to hear. So I just wanted to share that with you. And also, the reason why I came up with this topic today is because last week I was just going through some things. Well, life was happening around me. I definitely always remain separate from what goes on around me, because I've come to a point in my life where I can understand that whatever happens in my life is not who I am. And for the majority of my life, I really associated what what happened in to me with who I am. So I was thinking, all right, so now that I know this, how do I do it? Or how can I share with others how I do it and how they can do it too? And a way of doing that is absolutely meditation, absolutely contemplation. And that's where this topic comes from today. And to contemplate, I know we know, the majority of us know meditation is to meditate, calm the mind in ways where we can detach ourselves from the mind. And contemplate is to focus, have intense focus on one thing. And there are many people that hear the word meditate or contemplate and think, oh man, it's just too much. Like, I can't be calm, I can't be still, I can't be quiet. And you know what? It's not even necessarily all about being calm and being still. There's so many different ways that we can meditate or contemplate things. And there's basically two reasons for meditating and for contemplating. For meditation, we use it to become more aware of ourselves, aware of our environment, and to also become connected with our true self, which is that soul, that God-like entity that we are. It's not that we have to connect to, it's not that, you know, it's not that we're reaching outside to anything. We're not reaching outside to this force, to this God-like entity, because that God-like entity is, that's who we are. It's a part of us, period. So there's no reaching out nowhere. It's actually connecting within. Okay? So that's what contemplation and meditation is about. It's connecting with your natural, true soul self and your God-like entity. That's what it's all about. All right? So as I say this, I might say some things that have a religious connotation. However, I'm not endorsing religion at all. And I say that, and I know that some people might frown or like, what? She don't endorse religion? No, that's not what I'm doing. It's not I am enforcing or spreading the word about you, not about an organization, not about a institution, not about a structure, a man-made structure called religion. I'm talking about your natural self, your who you are. That's the purpose of it. And to touch about more of who you are, right? It's essential, pivotal, that you understand who you are. But why is it so much harder to look on the inside and to really discover who we are? Go on that quest. And everything for discovery, everything with research, whether it's in school, whether it's at home, whether it's anywhere in some literature, is to always, always begin with questions. Ask yourself a question. So anything, who am I? Obviously, that's the first question everybody asks. Who am I? Then you might come up with words like, okay, I am nice. I am mean. I am rah, rah, rah. I am la, 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 whatever the case is. But then you go to another step and ask the question, why am I that way? Just ask questions. Never, 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 never be scared to ask questions anywhere, because that's the only way that you'll get any answer. And that's how it will all begin, if you just ask a question and pay attention to the things that move you, that motivate you, that change your emotions. Your emotions are the link to recognizing what goes on in your mind. And the emotions, the mind is all a facade, meaning that it's unreal, it's fake. The only real thing is love. The only real thing is your actual soul-like entity. And I can go on. I'm not going to get all deep because it's not it's not the platform for that right now, but trust me, we can get all into it whenever you're ready to get into it. Talk about quantum physics and the energy and all of that stuff. But right now, I'm going to keep it like this for you, all right? All right. So when it comes to contemplating, you may ask, what kind of person are you? Are you the creative type?